consequences.
It's not your fault.
Don't fuck with me, all right? Don't fuck with me, Sean, not you.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault, so please stop your crying now.
God, I love you so much. I should have said it a million times. I really should have. I was so afraid of you leaving me.
I'll get off at your...
It's not your fault, it's not your fault, yeah. And baby, cause I'm crazy for you. It's not your fault, it's not your fault.
Pittsburgh.
Good morning, good evening, and possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. A place that you can truly be yourself, and we could reach towards a more authentic purpose within every attribute of our life, and the simplicity of just trying to be who we are at the end of the day, and growing our minds, and almost you could say, our reality of perspective of what we are, is but a mere enjoyment within this experience. And I just came back to tell you, in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. And on today's topic, I had myself sitting back with a little bit of free time as I was drinking a cup of life, which is pure fruits and vegetables. That is the most amazing thing within my diet, and also to ascend my mind and consciousness and to heal my body. And as I was making it, I was sitting outside sun gazing and getting some beautiful grounding in. And I remembered a movie that I never finished in my entire life. And I wanted to, because for some reason it popped on my mind. And so I came upstairs as I was drinking it, and I turned on Good Will Hunting? Yes. And in this movie, if you've never seen it, it's based on this super genius kid who has the ability to just solve any math equation. It's like breathing to him. The analogy he uses is like playing an instrument. You just sit down and you just know what the keys do, where they're at, and you've never taken a lick of lessons or even no notes. And for him, it's just, it's natural. And so he's a genius. And the entire movie is based on him letting go of his past, the way he was raised, how he grew up, and accepting the things that have been done to him to finally take chances and moving forward with his life, accepting his basically purpose, and also opening himself up to falling in love. And so I thought to myself, this is probably such a good movie and classic for its time. Shout out to Robin Williams. I'm such a fan of him and just the way he captures a screen. He's very authentic with himself, and it makes sense why he was one of the probably best in the comedic field and also in acting, in my opinion. And it made me really think about myself and when I was growing up, and I had a moment, just like I believe his name is Matt Damon, the main character in this movie. I'm terrible with actor names, so forgive me if it's not. But this entire time, he had to let go of his past and accept what was done to him. And that's why today's topic and this long setup is about, it's not your fault. The cards you were given when you were born are not yours to atone for. The hand you were dealt when you first sat down was not all you were going to have. There are plenty of hands left. There's an infinite amount if you still have the chips to play with. So just because you were born with a certain hand doesn't mean, just because maybe you thought you went all in, that you're out. Whatever you were dealt with in your life, wherever you began, wherever you awakened, and wherever you became conscious, even a lot of the choices within your younger life, it's really not your fault. And I hope within the show tonight, I can find a way to help you forgive, never forget, to move forward, and to embrace what was, to allow yourself to become stronger from the lessons you were given. Now, it sounds like a cliche or a very old style saying to be and to put out there, the greatest warriors and the strongest warriors are given the hardest tests. Okay, that sounds pretty true if you ask me. I mean, if I was a captain of a regime and I had a very dangerous mission ahead, I probably would have picked my strongest person to handle it to make sure it was accomplished and successful. So I get it. That makes sense. But there are so many people, not even just in this country, in the U.S., I mean in the entire world, that are dealt very poor hands. And it's a very small group of people who actually have any type of benefit in this life. So many of us are going to have to spend our entire lives just building something for the next to have a choice. A lot of people who start off have to work their ass off and spend their entire life usually doing blue-collar jobs just so they can give their kids a chance at a choice in some way, to maybe go to school or to find something, a passion, or to grow up in a house when they never had the chance to. There's a lot of people who grow up in orphanages and never have a family of their own, and especially a lot of them come in big type of groups or in group houses, and a lot of the times people even born in their own families are neglected or they're mistreated or never given the proper emotional love, physical care. I mean, there's so many things that we all lack as human beings, and that's why I see we keep perpetuating such a lower vibration of frequency, and it gets worse and worse with every generation because there's never any healing of those family curses and these chains that's connected to your heritage. And so it kind of made me sit back and think, why are we still not admitting this openly? That it's not your fault. Just because you were born somewhere that was not truly meant for you does not mean it has to define you. Just because you were born and raised somewhere where people didn't care about you doesn't mean that people won't eventually care about you. Just because you tried to put your heart on your sleeve and fall in love and take a chance and it was used or abused or unrequited doesn't mean that you'll never find somebody who also chooses you. Just because you have been on a job hunting spree for so long and everybody seems to never open the door for you doesn't mean that eventually a door will open and somebody will want you to be a part of their company, business, whatever. The simple truth is we hold on to so many things for so long, and unfortunately, we try to think of emotional distress and holding in these emotional tensions and all of this trauma and despair from our past, we're never really shown how to, not only number one, digest it properly and to move forward with it, but we're also never taught in society that it should be more available, open, and welcoming. So for example, for men, right? It's a true statement when I say women's love is not all the time going to be like your mother's. They're going to have basically requirements or things they look for in somebody. Their love isn't always going to be that way, or they're going to have a set standard of what they look for. It's just natural in women. They need to find something that gives them that type of comfort, protection. They want to find something that makes them feel in love or on a roller coaster or special. Women look for something that makes that spark for them, right? And in doing so, I could argue that there is a lot of women out there who would really find it distasteful, or as a lot of younger ones say now, it's called the ick, which is such a terrible word, by the way. It just sounds so, just so low energy, right? That if they ever saw their man crying, they would very much so think of them lesser, right? And I'll be real with you. I think that men shouldn't cry in front of their women. And I really mean that, because you're supposed to be the strength and the backbone. So don't get me wrong. There's going to be something I'm building up here too, right? So let's say something crazy goes on in your life and you just have a lot of emotional distortion or whatever it is, and you just kind of start having the waterworks happen to your lady. It's going to turn her off a little bit. I'm going to be real with you. Or like, say something comes up with themselves, or they're deciding to do something, or they're not about you anymore, whatever it is, and you start to cry about it. It shows a lot of inconsistencies in you, and it also shows how weak you are, because most of those men are highly manipulative. They're highly emotionally distressful and distortion. They're very much so the ones that will do like grooming or working or just this manipulation over your mindset and trying to make you feel like you're not good enough, and they'll use things over you. And it's like, those are the type of men who are not comfortable or emotionally strong or available. They have never confronted their own selves, right? And that comes from their past, their trauma, etc. And so I don't blame them, but I'm saying that's a bad look, and it's not a place you should be with somebody if you still haven't, you can't handle that stuff, right? So what I was getting at is that we're in such a weird place where we use these type of emotions against people, which is really unfortunate. What it should truly be is if you and your partner are truly divine in one another. And I mean, you guys, you just get each other, man. You're reflecting. You're so open. And it's really like things don't even have to be said, because it's almost like on a telepathic level. It's crazy to even say out loud. But when you have that type of connection and you're really close with somebody, if somebody is able to hear the most deepest parts of you, and a very deep conversation arises, or was to arise, or be aroused, I have a feeling that a good situation will come up where something could possibly lead to a good tear moment, right? A little tearjerker for the guys. And that's powerful, because it shows that they too have a heart, which is a powerful thing. But you only show it to the right people. That's why I think we're in such a weird place right now, because men don't know how to handle their emotions, especially in a time right now where pretty proactively on social media and other sites and podcasting, etc., it's almost brain-altering and distorting women into believing they're these boss bitches. They have to just be truly free. They don't need no man. They can use them as they wish. They're the prize, blah, 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 blah. You know, they don't need men. They can live without them. And it's like, okay, I agree with some of that notion. So for example, you definitely don't need a man, but you should want one. Somebody who benefits you and grows you and really makes you fall in love. I think that's a beautiful thing to experience, because if you just fall in love with somebody for the wrong reasons, so let's say superficial, body, money, just lower level energy things, it will fall apart, I promise you, because low energy eventually dissipates. High energy things, really connecting with somebody on a deeper, almost like spiritual transcending level, where you're both passionate, you're both driven, you both have a very unique mindset, and you're very much so attuned with challenging one another and getting to know each other. Just, you'll know, right? Like, it's not something that can be truly defined in just simplistic notion of conversation, but you would know. And so in doing so, if you found somebody like that, wouldn't that be worth the risk, ladies, and just worth the adventure to see what it is? It's just like for my guys out there too, like, you're not supposed to be this dude that's just simping over women. You simp over the right one. When you found the one that truly respects and reciprocates and matches your energy, those are the ones you can simp over, because they would like to see that you're into them. Those are the ones you open up to, and those are the ones that, in sense, you can show that you're a prize for, right? They're the catch. Women are absolutely the catch. That's why we're always looking to catch something. But men truly are prizes too. So, I mean, that's, it's a hard thing, right? And it's like a whole different conversation. But the point of the matter is like, you can't let any of these bad experiences or these things that you maybe define as like your first love or your first true experience or your first real relationship, it's not your fault that it didn't work out. You shouldn't feel that you're at a loss, or you have to atone, or you have to make sure they're not hurt when everything ends, or what. That's not how this goes. It's impossible to make everybody like you. I mean, shoot, I had one of the most incredible riffs on my new Shall Oceans TikTok page, and it was blowing up, man. It had like 70,000 views or whatever. It was going pretty incredible, and it got taken down, probably because I said too much. But the fact is, just because that happened doesn't mean now I'm going to stop making videos. It motivates me even more to say people liked what I had to say. The responses were incredible. So many messages. And the crazy part too was when I posted a story saying they were trying to silence me because I was saying too much, there were so many people that were like, I saved it. I have it. I have it for you. I saved it. Like a lot of people. And it's cool to feel like that presence was felt so quickly and that it wasn't my fault that I spoke too openly, right? So it's not your fault that things didn't work out. It takes two to tango, okay? You can't dance by yourself. And if you keep trying to make your partner dance the way that you're going, it's going to not only piss you off, you're going to get tired and annoyed and not even want to dance anymore. So it's like, why is it that I have to finally stop dancing with you? And you're like, oh no, I'll dance. Oh yeah, you know, I'll be better. I was just, you know, not ready to dance, but now I'm ready to dance, but I'm done dancing. Now you want to dance? Well, yeah, because, you know, I wasn't ready. You know, I had stuff to do, you know? It's like, all right, dude. It's sad to say, but if you really don't notice the people in your life yet, I mean, you're going to bipartisan become a chameleon of what you're around. So be very careful what you stay consistently around. I'm being honest with you. You got to be careful of your counterpart, your friends, your family that you welcome in openly. You got to be careful of all this, your work, employment area, like these people you start to intake because vibrations are, you can't block them yet. I've just gotten to a place where I've been able to almost make myself a force field because I've gotten so comfortable and powerful with what I am. So in doing so, I know I can put up with certain things, but I still won't stay around it for too long. I know if it's good or bad for me. I can feel it. There's no need for it. And it's not my fault if it doesn't work out. It's not my fault that the shows I've done up till now, everything I've been, any romantic or partnership I tried to do with any ladies up to this point didn't work. It's not my fault. If I've always been my authentic self and try to put my best foot forward and always looked to help people, sure, I have a feeling I'm going to be, almost in a sense, people would say taken advantage of, right? I don't see it that way. I see it as I put in front of me exactly what I wanted to do, and I was very always upfront with what I would like to have accomplished with it, and my thoughts and my feelings are always open. I hide nothing. That'd be stupid of me to. If it's not matched, that's okay, because I said all I had to say, so it's not my fault. A lot of the time, people just can't match my energy, and I know it's really high. Trust me, I have a hard time thinking anybody truly can in this life, and it's not that I'm saying it's impossible. It's just I have a lot to give. So you know what's the realistic thing to think? I would just like to find somebody who tries to match me, who tries when I send beautiful voice messages, send some back when they have time. Or if they text, I'll text them back. If they send me pictures, I'll send pictures back. If people are aware when they're in my life and I'm in theirs, I always make sure they know that it is respected. It's mutual. And I'm very thankful that I have this experience with you. And that's why I think it's so beautiful for me too, is because I know this won't last forever. And that's what's making me enjoy it so much more and being a part of it that much more, because time is getting quicker for people who are more aware. I'm not sure if you know this, but my days are flying. It's insane how fast it's going right now because time is not real. So it is almost spinning itself into one distinct moment. And it's really incredible to say that out loud. So since time is going so fast and so many things are happening, do you think that I would waste any moment with people who aren't reciprocate of it? I'll make time to do content because I know this is my purpose. And so in doing so, if you listen to it and appreciate it, well, then I did my job. And I was able to help you in some way that was given to me to give to you. But I'm not going to sit in front of somebody and talk if they're not giving me 2 seconds of their day. I can tell they don't care, their body language, etc. What's the point of that? I'm wasting my time because there's people out there who do. See what I'm getting at? It's not your fault that you haven't been in a position to truly know what love is yet. It's not your fault. Don't beat yourself up for it. Close the chapters to start another story. You have the power to move forward. Nothing is keeping you. And stop thinking that it is. Stop playing the victim mentality and thinking you are the problem. Or you have to atone because you're not feeling it. Or you have to make this better for them because you don't want to hurt them. They're going to hurt regardless. That's how life is that way. Pain is inevitable. So rather than trying to make it tough on yourself, be open and honest. That's the most beautiful thing you can do because it's freeing for everybody. And if they really can't accept the fact that you're being truthful with them, who is that person again? Can I ask you that? Do you know how comfortable I would be to have my significant other, if I'm blessed again, to have that, right? Comes up to me and is like, hey, can I talk to you? I'm like, what's up, Miyamor? Please, tell me what's up. Something's different. And somebody came into my life and they're making me feel this, blah, 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 blah. And I don't know. I'll be like, okay. Is this something you're trying to chase? Is this something that you feel is like really there? I don't know. But yes, it's calling to me, everything, blah, blah. I can't get them out of my mind, blah, 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 blah. I'd be like, that's amazing. I truly hope that this is that thing you've been waiting for, because then that confirms to me in that moment that isn't the person that was meant to do this with me. Why would I be upset that somebody found something better? Because I'm selfish? Because I have an ego? Because I'm somebody who has to be the one, the chosen one? No, I'm chosen. I'm not just the only one, though. I need to be the one you want. You see what I'm saying? And that's what's funny is we have this weird cathartic mindset about love where it's like, oh, you're not going to fight for me? Why would I fight for you if you told me where you're coming from? What is there to fight for? You would have told me. You would have came open and be like, but I just, all this is happening a lot, but I want you. And I just, I'm so confused. And that's like, okay, well, let's talk it out. What's up? What you want from me? What do you want me to hear? Like, what are you trying to hear? What do you want me to say? What is this that you're really trying to think about, right? Open communication is one of the hardest things to do because we're very scared of being our most vulnerable self, right? But it's not your fault. It's not your fault to experience and to feel. It's not your fault to be alive. Some people are born swans. I know I was. A swan has such a powerful love when it finds that one that it bonds with for life, right? If their counterpart dies, there's this beautiful story where it talks about the swans flying up as high as they can and dive bombing straight into the ground because they can't picture living without that person. That's powerful, right? That's really powerful. I take it more so as just I would never love again if I found that one. You know, like that's such a strong love that it's incomparable again, right? It's insequential. It's multiple lifetimes. Who knows? So it's not your fault. And even when it comes to the way you were born and raised, say you were in a household where it was really bad and they really were neglecting of you and took advantage of you. And let's say even abused or worse, violated. It's not your fault. You aren't the victim. You're the one who got through it. Be the champion. Don't let them still hold over you anything that went wrong. Don't allow them the chance to live through you for the rest of your existence here. Don't allow them to remove you from the things that could benefit you in such fruitful and beautiful ways. It hurts my heart to think that you would allow evil to take away from the good. And what I mean by evil is something that takes from you, that doesn't give. You are meant for so much more in this life that even I can't fathom it or explain it to you because it's infinite. Your possibilities are endless. This entire world is a blank canvas. That's why they wanted to put you into something that was already painted so you couldn't see past it for yourself. And that's unfortunate because I think the world is so beautiful, you might actually be surprised at the beautiful things that are around you, the people, the places, experiences. And it's okay to feel. It's really okay to go through those things. It's okay to hold hurt sometimes because it lets you know that you were alive. It's okay to remember the people who did you wrong because then it'll help you know better when you move forward. I honestly think you should take time to love yourself. And that doesn't mean through somebody else. That's the wrong thing about this. Most people are so interjected with outside connection, they're constantly searching for it, never really taking a moment to just be themselves. I truly mean this. I'm in the best company of my life. When I go on adventures by myself and I do these things, it's tranquility. It's serenity. It's home. I've found home in self. How beautiful is it to know that perhaps one day, someone can find home in me, and I to them. It's not my fault that people couldn't see that inside of me. It's not my fault that I gave so much to people who didn't want it. It's not my fault that my parents didn't work out, even though for a long time I did hold that in my heart, because there was a moment that stays with me in infamy. Where I was young, I was probably like 12, 13, and I remember my mom and dad, they were having a little bit of kind of back and forth and fights and stuff. I could tell it was the beginning of the end looking back, right? And it's unfortunate because all it took was communication. And I remember sitting there, and it feels like a dream. But I remember I was sitting there, my dad was talking to me. He's like, your mom wants me to either leave or stay. What do you want? I was looking back, I'm like, man, imagine asking your 12, 13-year-old son if his father should leave the house, right? What would you say? I'm pretty sure I know what all of us would say, right? And so in doing so, it always left this lingering effect on me after they eventually split, that maybe I made the wrong choice. Maybe because I forced them to stay, that's why it didn't work, because maybe they did need space. Maybe I was the issue because I wasn't doing better in school. I wasn't listening more. I wasn't being the picture-perfect child that I was supposed to be, per se. But who knows what that is. And for a long time, that stayed with me. I still remember that when I met my ex at the time, I had a hard time believing for a while that she even wanted to be with me because I always thought maybe I'd make the wrong choice. I would tell her something that eventually she would hate. Or anybody in my life, friends as well. And I held on to that for so long. Always thinking it was my fault. And it's sad to look back on how younger me was so scared to make choices. So in doing so, I would always allow others to make them because I knew they would choose what they wanted. And it's crazy because that has lived throughout my life as a lesson where when it comes to others, making choices for them is only going to lead to what could be seen as a negative effect or outpour because people have to choose for themselves, right? And so I'm not saying it was my fault. I've come to terms with it and I've accepted the fact it wasn't. None of that was my fault. It was way above me at that time. But now it was a valuable lesson and something that I use moving forward because I don't like to choose things for people. I give them options. So I'll give them choices, right? But if they know, like for example, say I can really tell they want me to choose something, I won't hesitate. Because I know you're choosing by asking for my choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a way you could say it. There's phraseology. There's innuendos. There's things. If you know how to read, like, dudes, I'm going to be so blatantly honest with you, my guys. Women are very obvious. I know we try to make it sound funny on social media where it's like the girl gives you a side eye and looks away. And it's like, you can't read hints? No. Okay? That's completely different. If you're talking with somebody, you guys know each other, the hints are going to be blatantly obvious, okay? You just choose not to listen because you're too infatuated. You choose not to see how they treat you because you're too blissfully unaware of the moment. You're just floating on cloud nine when in factuality, you should live on cloud nine if it's actually good for you. It's the same concept, right? Like I've told people all the time, if they're comfortable going a day without you or multiple days talking to you, trust me when I say they're really not that interested in you. Really, they're not. If you guys are that in love, that attuned, it'll be known that you're that interested. And you'll let each other know when something comes up, like, hey, I'm doing this, I'm going to be on whatever, this. I'll talk to you in a few days. You're like, for sure, have a great time. Distance makes the heart long for one another. It really does. Like, absence grows the heart if it's meant to be. So if that's the case and distance only makes you stronger, that's a good sign. It's not your fault if it doesn't work out when you had to go do some stuff. Like, really think about that. Prioritize what is good in this life, right? I'm not saying that your love shouldn't be a personal interest level or whatever, but there's things that we have to do to move forward in life, especially your purpose. If somebody gets in the way of that or takes from it or is upset with you doing it, it's not your fault. Trust me, it's not your fault if they don't stay. Communication is everything. That's one thing you have to atone for in this life is being able to communicate properly. If you merely sit there and just allow anybody to be blamed for anything, and especially like bad past traumatic events or things that happen with you, that's a big issue. And you really have to reflect and look within and say, why am I really this way? Why am I so upset with things that shouldn't be upsetting me? Why am I getting so frustrated that I need patience more than everything? You keep asking for patience, so you're going to get tested. You keep asking for strength, well, here you go. You keep asking to find love, well, here's obstacles to get to it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's, you get what you want. You sow what you reap. It's just how it goes in this life, but it's not just given to you. It's not the lotto. That's not how this works. That's all fake, by the way. You can't just go and buy a ticket for $2 and get $170 million. That's not how this works, okay? You've got to put the time, effort, and work in to accomplish things to achieve what you really want in this life. Sure, I'm not saying that things can't just stumble across you, but really think back about the like timeline and events it took to get to that position to receive that. See what I'm getting at? If you keep believing things are your fault, you'll always be at fault. And you know what sucks when you're at fault? You're never able to stand strong, tall, and move forward because you're on a faulty service. Don't be on a fault anymore. No fault lines, okay? Let it go. Move forward and accept what happened. It's not your fault. So many of us have so much traumatic events from our past that we're way above our head, way above our pay grade, way above the fact that of our emotional control, physical attributes, etc. They were so higher above us, there was no way in giggity that we'd be able to finish all of that, okay? or even be close to being able to overcome it. But now you can, because you've gotten to the place where you can move forward. So heed that warning and think about how powerful that really is. It's not your fault. None of it. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, okay? And please don't use this like stupid like reciprocation here and be like, okay, so when I go cheat on my person, it's not my fault. When I go steal from a bank, it's not my fault. No, those are choices, dummy, okay? I said things that were above you that you really couldn't do anything about, okay? Those are things that are outside of our realm of control. But again, how do you handle them? What do you do with them? And how do you move forward? That's the conversation here. I feel like we shouldn't have to say the low energy things out loud, but there's always new people that come in. So hi, welcome in. Make yourself at home. It's okay. It's not your fault. And just like in Goodwill Hunting, it wasn't his fault how he grew up. It wasn't his fault that he was put into foster homes and he was abused and stabbed and nobody loved him. The family, his growing up, were supposed to accept him, didn't. So he just pushes people away before they get too close so they can't leave him again like everybody else did. It's these defense mechanisms, you have to let your guard down. If you're always in defense mode, you'll never score. Go watch any sporting event. I've been around sports for far too long now to tell you that. If you're always playing defense, you're not going to be able to play offense. There's no offense, defense. It's one or the other. You play defensive, and then you have to stop when it's your time to play offensive. Fluidity is the best if you can find the perfect in-between of everything. So be open to that. Be very aware of the fact that things happen without us even able to react to them at times. But the biggest thing is how you move forward with it. If you hold on to it, and if you finally see past the charades of this game, and you're very accepting of these things that come your way. So, I hope this helps you in some small manner of being able to just accept what is, of being thankful for the opportunities you've been given, and just blissfully aware of the fact that it all comes to an end in this physical side. So you can't really make any wrong choices at the end, but fill up that memory bank of experiences. Because if I had a rose for every time I thought about you, I'd be able to walk in a garden forever. So, it's not your fault. You got this. Move forward and strive for a better day. So if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love!